The gods of ancient Greece feasted on two heavenly victuals, ambrosia, their food, and nectar, their drink. I was born and raised in southern Italy, where we have our own version. Our ambrosia is panzerotti, deep-fried half moons of dough stuffed with all kinds of fillings. Our nectar is Peroni beer, preferably one that's sudata or sweaty. I wholeheartedly believed panzerotti had a divine quality to them, perhaps because the person who's always made them for me, my grandma, Nonna Gianna, was a god in my eyes. I remember almost worshipping her skilled hands as she worked the dough. Once she had what looked like 1,000 circles displayed in front of her, she would place the mozzarella and tomato sauce filling in their center with the precision of a surgeon. Then she would wet her index finger with some water and gently press it along the edge of the dough. And when she folded it into half moons, she inched her face toward the wooden working surface to make sure the two ends matched perfectly. She took particular pride in her sealing technique. It worked like magic, and it never, ever failed. Every time I ate panzerotti, it just tasted like home. Nonna Gianna was just as infallible as her panzerotti. Her short, dark blonde hair was always flawlessly displayed in tight hair roller curls. Her house was spotless. The fancy and sparkly silverware showcased in large glass cabinets. But the most godlike thing about her was her calm and forgiving character. She didn't scream at me if I broke one of her ceramic plates or if I lost my monthly pocket money. As I grew older, my life drifted farther and farther away from southern Italy. First to Rome, and then to New York City. Somewhere along the way, I realized my grandma isn't as infinitely perfect as I once thought. I would love to tell you there was one particular moment when the spell broke, but that wasn't the case. It could have been the time I told her I found a boyfriend in the States, when her face turned pale and she asked with fear in her voice about the color of his skin. Or when I broke the news I would go to graduate school and she told me that if I was going all the way to New York, I might just as well be dead. The thing is, ever since then, I became afraid that recognizing my nonna's imperfection, turning her from God to human, would mean losing my special connection with her. Lately, it's become even harder not to see her as a mere mortal. Her health has been declining, her vision has gotten blurry because of cataracts, she has carpal tunnel, and her hands have gotten numb and clumsy. And now her panzerotti sealing technique, once infallible, has failed her. When she makes panzerotti now, they don't taste the same. Those once perfect half moons now look more like shapeless blobs. But I'd eat them any day if I could. I've realized I don't need a god. Having the mortal love of my nonna is really all I need. Sometimes I still like to play pretend. I'll sit down at the dining table and she'll bring out a full tray of panzerotti just for me. And right then, it still feels like I'm about to take part in the feast of gods.